Menagerie Star Parade. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Bacher, with Henry Hull, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and Ezra Stone starring in a special radio presentation of Joseph Ruskell's timely drama, Tommy Tucker, Patriot.
This is Henry Hull, ladies and gentlemen, with another of the programs brought to you by the Treasury Department. At this sitting, I'd like to tell you about a young boy, a splendid little fellow about 12 years old, just an average American kid. His name was Tommy Tucker. Now, Tommy was all out for war, but he had a complaint, and he was fighting mad.
I wish some people would take this war more seriously, for crying out loud.
But Tommy Tucker was only 12, and who takes a kid of 12 seriously?
For crying out loud.
It was his brother George, 25, the breadwinner.
George, why don't you join the army?
And who'll support the family?
And his brother Mike, 21, a racing form addict.
Mike, why don't you enlist?
Beat it, kid, will you?
And his brother Larry, the musician.
Why can't you be an air raid warden, Larry, or something?
If I didn't have to practice on the horn, Tommy, can't afford to get rusty.
And Howie, Larry's twin, halfback at college.
See me later, Tommy. I got a date with a football.
Then there was Mrs. Tucker, their worried, widowed mother, who loved her brood fiercely.
War bonds? Well, I declare, Tommy, I haven't even got money enough to pay the electric. Now run along, son, your mother's busy.
Tommy Tucker was heartsick. Pearl Harbor, Wake Island, Bataan. How could he rouse his family to realize their country's peril? Oh, before I forget, there was one more thing. Miss Chapin, the little teacher with the sad blue eyes and silvery hair. What was it she said to him after school the other day?
Tommy.
Yes, Miss Chapin.
There were tears in your eyes.
Huh?
When you children were giving the oath of allegiance. Tell me, Tommy, does it mean so much to you?
Yes. It does, Miss Chapin.
I'm glad. Because it does to me, too. And I'd be happy to think that perhaps I've had something to do with instilling that feeling in you. Our country is in great danger, Tommy. There's a monster menacing it. A hateful monster called fascism. The greatest enemy that liberty, democracy, and freedom have ever faced. Lad, two worlds have collided. Both cannot survive. This war is a fight to the finish between light and darkness. Here and in Europe, in China, Russia, Australia, all over the world, it's being fought. It's up to us, Tommy. To you and to me and to everyone worthy of America. It's freedom or slavery. And you, Tommy, Tommy Tucker, you will do your part, won't you?
I will. I will, Miss Chapin. I will.
Now, Tommy Tucker, if you don't stop pestering me, I'll never get my ironing done.
Answer me, Mom.
Well, for pity's sake. If your brother George wasn't put in 3A, I'd like to know who'd provide that Hungarian goulash sitting there on the stove. Now move. Give me elbow room. I wish you'd clear out of this kitchen, Tommy. George, indeed. And what would happen to his insurance business?
Well, what about Mike?
Hand me that shirt there.
Answer me, Mom.
No, the white one there. The one I turned over your collar on. That's it. Like the job I did?
So what about Mike?
Oh, what about him? They put him in 1B underweight.
I know why. He went on a diet. He starved himself. To evade the draft. That's why.
Now, Tommy, don't you go talking like that about your brother Mike. You know he's always suffered with a sensitive stomach.
Sure. Eating billiard balls down in the pool room, I suppose. Well, then what about Larry and Howie?
Larry and Howie. Stop biting your nails, Tommy. And light somewhere, will you? You're getting me dizzy. They're still in college, Larry and Howie. Why do you ask? Oh, they're not even of age, thank heaven. Then there's Larry's horn, of course.
They're old enough to enlist. You only have to be 18. I wish I was. Gee whiz, someone's got to represent this family on the battlefield. What about the fascists? Don't we have to annihilate the worms? I'll bet if Pa was alive, he'd give it to him. Oh, boy, he'd give it to him. Like he did the last time. Why, for the love of Mike, I'll bet he wouldn't like it one bit the way this family keeps doing business as usual. Not one little bit.
Listen, Tommy. Listen to me, son. Sure, your father would feel that way about it. That's the way he was built. But the way I feel is we've done our share of this family. Now let others do theirs. Your father won a medal in the last war, and a bad heart that laid him low in the end. We sacrificed. He had your eyes, Tommy, dear.
And my hair?
And your hair. Pitch black and all. Spitting image.
Gosh.
And your stubbornness he had. And the way you talk. Intense and never light in one place. Ah, you should have come one day sooner, son, and you'd have met him. Pity you never did. He was a wonderful man.
Yeah. I gotta act.
Good grief. Must you go banging tables like that?
Mom, I gotta get me a pair of longies.
Longies? Land sakes, what for?
I got a reason. I gotta get out of short pants right away. What do you say, Mom?
Don't be silly. Not till you're through public school. Next year, and not a day sooner. Oh, mercy me, you're not even in your teens yet.
Mike wore 'em by 12, and so did Larry.
But you're small for your age. Now, enough of that. Run along. Scat. I've got to get supper ready. Your brothers will be along any minute. And don't you dare continue plaguing them with your army nonsense. Hear? Do you hear, Tommy Tucker?
George.
What, Tommy?
I would.
Would what?
Support the house if you enlisted. I'd get a job.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to Kid Diapers.
Mike.
Yeah, Kid?
I know why you got underweight. I know why.
I wonder if Lucky Boy will cop the seventh today at Saratoga.
I think you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Beat it, Kid. Beat it.
Make me.
Scramola.
Howie.
See, Kid, I've got the ball. Third down. I'm calling the signals.
Howie, listen.
44, 88, 72.
Please.
7, 11, 29.
I'm talking to you, Howie.
12, 8, 33.
Larry, stop a minute. Listen. Stop fiddling while Rome burns. Larry!
Dear God, if you'd only do one thing for me. Jump me to 18. Right now. Well, shucks, why, I'm even small for my age.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
It's up to us, Tommy.
And to the republic for which it stands.
Tommy, to you, Tommy.
One nation, indivisible.
Tommy Tucker.
With liberty and justice for all.
God. Jump me to 18. Jump me to 18. I've got something to do.
Look, something must have happened to him. My little boy, Tommy. He's never disappeared like this before. We've got to find him.
We will find him, Mom.
He'll be back, Mom. Take it easy.
All night. He's been gone all night.
With my corduroy pants.
And in that awful rain. Oh, something dreadful must have happened to him. I know it. I just know it. Tommy.
No, Tommy.
Single line, man. Take it easy. You'll be in for the duration.
How the hell with
it? Okay, Phillips, sign here.
Here?
Right. That's it. You're in the Army now, Phillips. An enlisted man. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Wait over there and see Dr. Wilson. Next. Name.
Thomas Tucker, sir.
Huh? Well, I'll be... What is this, a kindergarten? What do you want, kiddo?
What's the kid doing in line?
I want to enlist, sir.
How old are you, Tommy?
18.
How old did you say?
18.
Why, you don't say.
Your mama know you're out, kid?
Oh, come around in about 5 or 10 years, my boy, and we'll...
Nothing doing. I'm here right now. I'm of age.
Look at him shivering. The poor little fellow's drenched to the skin.
Oh, come now, Tommy. Like a good boy. Fall out of line, will you?
I know I don't look it. I'm young for my age.
Now, look, sonny, a joke's a joke, but we can't stop this war too long for it. Next.
Wait, please, sir. You must let me join up. I know I'm not 18, quite, but you can't say no. I won't let you. I've got to enlist. I've got to.
He's fainted.
My gosh.
Hey, Doc. Doc, come here.
Here's the doctor. All right, bring it up, man. Bring it up.
All right, now. All right.
How is he, Doc?
Why, this little fellow's suffering from exposure. Bad fever. Call an ambulance, quick. Looks like pneumonia.
He's going to be all right now, Mrs. Tucker.
Oh, Lord. This heart is truly grateful.
That goes for me, too, Mom.
And me.
And me.
When will I be able to see him, nurse?
As soon as he wakes, Dr. Baker says. Frankly, Mrs. Tucker, Tommy was a pretty sick boy. We didn't think he'd pull through.
Oh.
But you make yourselves comfortable here in the waiting room. I'll let you know.
Thank you. Imagine running off like that in the storm and getting lost.
Wandering around all night.
Hungry. And broke. Drenched. Pneumonia.
And what was he looking for? A recruiting station to enlist in the army. My baby. Why, he's only knee-high to a grasshopper. His father would have been proud of him.
It makes me feel kind of ashamed of myself.
Oh, no, George.
I feel sort of like a heel myself, Mom.
Kid's got guts. Sure has.
All right, Mrs. Tucker, he's awake.
Oh,
now remember, don't tire him. He's still very weak.
Oh, yes, yes.
Hello, Ma.
Tommy.
I'm sorry, Ma. I swiped Larry's longies.
It's all right, kid.
But I didn't fool them at the recruiting station.
It's all right, kid.
Gee, George, I had to do it. You see, someone had to uphold the honor of the family. What would Dad say if he knew that none of us was helping? When our country's in such terrible, awful danger. See, Howie?
I see.
Understand, Larry?
You bet, Tommy.
Mike?
Right, Skipper.
Sure, Tommy.
Mom?
Your father would have been mighty proud of you, Tommy Tucker. Bless your heart.
And that's how little Tommy Tucker, age 12, recruited his entire family for Uncle Sam. It wasn't long after that bedside scene that his four brothers joined up in a body. And their good old mom, she's with the Red Cross, a nurse's aide. And Tommy? Tommy, he's a junior air raid warden. Now, I wonder about the rest of us here at home. Have we answered our call? Have you answered your call? The war bond quota call is your call to the service. Draft your bonuses, your overtime pay, your salary, your dividends and profits for war. Every state, every city and county has a quota call it has to meet. We will fill our quota. 10% of our entire income must go into United States war savings bonds. This is our country. Keep it ours.
The United States Treasury Department thanks the distinguished artists who donated their talents to this transcribed performance. Ezra Stone, who plays the part of Tommy Tucker, and Mr. Henry Hall, who told you the story. A deep bow to Joseph Ruskow for the original script. The orchestra and chorus were under the direction of Al Goodman. This is Larry Elliott speaking.